It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember.
With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Who do I got in the house? In the house, Cindy Sheehan, Tour de Peace, tourdepeace.org, warisacrime.org, Tour de Peace, warisacrime.org. You know what? War is a crime. And she was she's in Phoenix today. She's up here. We're doing a little fundraiser. Everybody throw in a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, get some money, a little bit, maybe a lot of bit. Some of you can do a lot of bit, get a lot of bit. Because somebody is doing the anti-war thing. Somebody is going anti-war. Somebody, but I tell you, I went through this with Cindy before, and this is what happens. Ooh, Cindy's really good at this. So guess what we're gonna do? We wanna lump all our stuff on to the coattails of Cindy. We're gonna ride the Cindy machine. As long as they can keep it about peace. How about anti-war? They want to bring on everything else. And I give you a perfect example of that. But we're going to talk to Cindy. She's going to explain what happened today while she's at U.S. Senator of Arizona, Mr. John McCain. He's out there. And they had big crowds and they were cheering. Democrats cheering John McCain. Cindy, you got to help me out. How did that happen?
Hi, Ernie. Well, we had a protest mostly against drone strikes and the drone program. There were several dozen of us out there, and I guess there was a vote in the Senate. I've been riding my bike across the country from California, so I haven't been really paying attention that much to what's going on because it really doesn't have any effect on my life anyway. So... there was a vote in the Senate about, I'm pretty sure it was about background checks for guns or something like that.
Right.
And McCain voted yes, the way the Democrats wanted him to vote. And your other senator voted no, the way the Democrats didn't want him to vote. And so they were protesting Flake, but thanking McCain. And I'm like, you know, McCain has had decades of being a war criminal and has never, ever, ever met a war he didn't love or a military appropriation that he didn't love. I mean, how can you negate decades of that because he voted one time the way you wanted him to vote? And he came out. I mean, we were right in front of his door and he didn't come out and say hi to me, but he went out and greeted the Democrats and they were cheering him, and I got on my bullhorn and I was just like, what about the wars? What about drone pro? You know, this man is a warmonger. He's a war criminal and you're applauding him. Seriously, are the Democrats going to vote for him? You know, when he's up for re-election, are they so happy with him that, you know, now they're going to jump party loyalty?
Who were the Democrats that were there? Who were representing what?
It was called Organizing for America. It's like Obama's PAC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and they all had these wonderful Obama shirts on and everything. And
okay,
these are the people who were anti-war when Bush was president. And if McCain were the president doing what Obama's doing, they would have been on our side, not applauding McCain.
Okay. Yeah, you're talking, you and I are both experienced activists. We know how much BS this all is, okay? When you're at Camp Casey and you had the Democrats up there, oh, we're going to stop, but we need to stop, we're going to have any war camp, vote Democrat.
Right.
Democrats get in, what did Pelosi do?
She, first the Congress did was approve the surge to Iraq and fund the wars.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
And not hold anybody accountable from the Bush administration.
Have you been able to explain to the people that there is no separation? You know, you get high enough up on the pyramids, the same guy's controlling both sides.
Right.
You know, you have somebody coming. I can see it building up again. Here comes Cindy. She's going to go out and kind of, let's focus on some of this anti-war. I think some people are against a war. We shouldn't have a war. And then here comes Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich focusing on peace and prosperity thing. Here it comes. So who are they going to have out there that's out on the street doing stuff? Well, of course, they'd like attention to come to them. But here's Cindy out there riding her bike, going across the country saying, yo, what's up? So what happens? Here comes the Democrat. Here comes the progressives.
Right.
Progressives go, oh, we want to be part of your tent. Bring you in our tent. We got a big tent. To what? Anti-war? Well, we'll kind of lean, kind of sort of something, talk about that a little bit. We went through this before, okay? It's not about anti-war. It's about getting Democrats elected.
Oh, yeah. No, they weren't joining our protest at all. They were coming there to co-opt what our protest was. And we had this planned for weeks. And they just all of a sudden show up, you know, and it was distinctly two different protests for sure.
All right. You know, say I was there, all of you that were there today. How many of you guys went there? You got to say it. The microphone can't hear. Seriously, you guys are killing me. It's radio. All right. So we have quite a few people here. They went through this. They don't have the same experiences you and I have gone through this and saw it. You've been up to nose with the beast, and you made the right decision. You chose wisely, okay? Mm-hmm. And you said, no, not playing. Because I know what they wanted to use you. I was there when it happened. They go, you cannot say immediate withdrawal anymore. It's got to be phased withdrawal. Why?
Right.
Because
the
Democrats are for a phase for 20 years of phasing.
Right.
You know, it's all about the money. You know, so I'm going, all right, so here is all the promise was, the Democrats, here comes Pelosi, she becomes Speaker of the House, we keep continuing funding the war, and that's how they stopped the Vietnam War, they just stopped funding it. Well, they just go, we figured that out, we want to keep funding it. So they keep funding it. Here comes to 08, here's Obama promising, I promise, pinky swear promise, and then what happened?
Well, Obama actually promised to send more troops to Afghanistan. You know, he promised more war, and people weren't listening to him, and so they only heard what they wanted to hear. And drone bombing, like I said, if it was McCain or Romney doing it, it would be wrong. But since Obama's doing it, it's humanitarian, and all the wars Obama has started have been humanitarian in nature. So they're helping people by killing them.
They're coming right for us.
Yeah. So and then he's expanded to AFRICOM, 35 countries. We either have troops and or drones. And this whole time and this week, when we're distracted by Boston, he sent 200 troops to the Jordanian-Syrian border. And they're giving more aid to the so-called rebels, whomever they are. So,
you know, it's amazing to me that you're one of the few people that picked up on that. I go, yeah, while we were distracted, the House passes CISPA. Okay.
CISPA.
Here they come on the internet thing. Then he sent a bunch of troops to Jordan to go, mm-hmm. Be a threat on Syria.
Right.
Then you have the Boston bombing. Ooh, it's Islamo-fundamental, fascial, whateverism, you know? I'm living in Rudy Giuliani times again. I think he got $100,000 every time he said Islamo-fascism,
right.
You know? So he said it a lot, okay? So now what do we have? The guys in Boston, Islamo-fascists from Chechnya, which is part of Russia. Russia supports Syria. Here we go. I'm like, man, it's like you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
So I'm going, and then when they get the guy, you know, oh, yeah, we got him. It's all good. No threat from him anymore. But we're intentionally not going to read him his rights. And we're going to torture living snot at him with everybody going, yeehaw, it's Obama administration.
USA.
We're going to torture. We're going to find out everybody that he ever knew from junior high, and we're going to get them too. And I'm going, I remember this. It was called, McCarthyism. You know, it was called the Stasi, Kim Jong is granddad. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm just, this mentality cannot sustain itself. But it's the left, because Obama happens to be president, that they're going to jump all over your effort to try and keep the left together, to keep voting
Actually,
Democrat.
Actually, nobody's really, there has been no jumping on
Good.
The effort.
Good.
I'm by myself riding my bike across the country, and that's what I'm saying. All these things are happening, yet I'm riding my bike by myself. Well, I'm the only bike rider. I do have two people helping me. But if it were McCain, again, I hate to keep saying this, if it were McCain or Romney doing it, I'd have hundreds. I'd have hundreds of people riding with me instead of myself.
How is it that, I guess that was the deal. You know, think about it. Here's the politics. They want to make sure they get the right video on this. Is that you have Cindy Sheehan doing Tour de Peace. Comes through Phoenix. Definitely wants to. There's plenty.
We did get some good media, though, I must say. We did get good media at
Excellent.
The protest. Yeah.
I'm glad you came. And the thing is that, you know, it's anti-McCain. You get there, and all of a sudden you got the super PAC, De La, whatever, of Obama there to support McCain to show that you aren't. It's kind of. And I sit there and I say, you get up high enough on the pyramid. It's the same people at the top controlling both sides.
Absolutely.
And I'm going, is this a neon flashing example or what?
I think more people are getting it. But there's still those people who put party loyalty over principle.
Yeah. Party loyalty, that changes every 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, change the loyalty to whatever special interest is funding the party. I mean, that's what's going on. You know, this is, I don't even pay attention. I mean, I'm in the media, and I can't pay attention. I just got a Roku out there, which is bad as anything else. I'm going to be tracking everything I do on that, too, to unplug my Dish or DirecTV, whatever the heck. I don't even know what I got. You know, I'm just like, I'm done with it, because this week, when I turn on any cable news, and it's all propaganda for we need to take away more of your rights.
Absolutely.
And everybody's screaming for it.
Yeah.
I'm not playing anymore. I'm not.
Right.
I'm going to go more positive-oriented kind of freedom, love my neighbor. I'm done. We're going to double down on the revolution kind of thing. Because I'm telling you, I can see where this is going. And if it's not people like Cindy Sheehan that gets off her butt, gets on a bike, and goes across the country and says, yo, hey, you know, there's like wars and children and people and splattered
stuff
against
and all
walls.
That kind of junk.
Well, what do you think the progress that you're looking for? How will you think that you've achieved some success? Because every time you go to McCain, and what happens? You got, you know, Obama's guys, they're supporting McCain.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, you know, I think that what we need and what we're trying to do is build this mass people's movement for peace. And we've seen it work before when, you know, millions of people join together. I would rather be home growing radishes and hugging my grandkids than riding my bike across the country, for sure. But I'm doing it for them and for the children around the world. And that's what I was saying at McCain's office. What about the people getting killed by the U.S. violence in other countries that McCain supports? Hello? Why are you applauding this monster? And so,
any response from him?
I heard he got a little nervous when he heard me. McCain and I go back, way back. McCain and I have this history together. But it's about just like one last effort to get people off this hamster wheel of, it's a hamster wheel of struggle, of being, you know, knowing that you shouldn't have to be struggling so hard, not knowing quite why it is. How about it's because we spend trillions of dollars a year on empire? Yeah. It's not a matter of not having money. It's a matter of the prioritization of the funds. And just saying, you know, even if you haven't had a son killed like me, you're being harmed by this empire. And this empire is evil at home and it's evil abroad. And we're the only ones that are going to be able to stop it.
How? I mean, I know everybody has a different thing. We have a wide range of philosophies here to visit with you and us. And we have a lot of, you know, cross philosophical, we don't care. I tell you one thing we can agree on. You know, putting a gun to my head to take my money to go kill other people is like bad.
Right.
You know, so we can all agree on that one. So I'm just like, but, you know, how are we going to make this shift in policy? I mean, it's not going to come by convincing our leaders.
No.
Your leader, not my leader. But anyway, so I'm just like, you know, I'm more about just informing and making sure people understand what their action and inactions are supporting.
Right.
But I mean, what's a win for you? What are you looking to accomplish?
It's a big 90-stop education program of these things that we're talking about. You know, a win to me is if people join in community and pretend like they're not part of an evil empire, you know, do things in community to make their own lives healthier. But to also, I'm afraid, and I think, I'm not afraid, I'm hopeful that this empire is on the verge of collapse. And it is going to collapse. And when it collapses, because all empires do, it'll be better for the entire world. Yes. We might have to struggle. We will have to struggle. But if we build these communities of care and cooperation, then the collapse of the empire won't hit us so hard. And so then what's it going to look like afterwards? You know, we're hoping that it's communities of cooperation.
Voluntary cooperation.
Oh, no. You know me. I'm going to pull out my tank and I'm going to be going down the road saying, you have to cooperate.
See, this is where, you know, Cindy and I, we've had this discussion before, and we're I'm cool, man. It's called
families. I gotta get my Abrams tank.
As long as it's voluntary, I'm all hippie communed up. You know, it's all good. So, you know,
I've never known a hippie commune that forced people to join.
But
what kind of communes do you talk? Like, oh, they go out and they like tie people up and chloroform them and make them join their
communes. As long as they're not looking for a municipal handout subsidy to make sure that you see my point. So we've had this discussion. And I know we're on the same page on that. And we're really focusing on this. This will be the 24th month of our easing. It's the last one of this form, and it's going to be announcing a new newsletter that we're doing. And the theme is Love Thy Neighbor. We're going to double down on the love, build community. We're going to be doing more aquaponics. We got the chickens and the goats and just making food. And we're going to be going to our conservative neocon W bumper sticker Romney voting neighbors.
Obama bumper sticker neighbors too?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, like there's a difference.
They're just anyway, as conservative.
So what happens is that, you know, we're going to create a package that we can go to the people and say, look, man, I love you, man. I love you. We want you to be able to feed yourself. We want you to be part of our community. We want you to be a neighbor. Know that we're here to support you and everything, so you don't, when you get hungry, you don't come kill my dog, okay?
That sounds like what we're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, see, my thing is that everybody, they want to put an altruistic note on, oh, you just got to, you know, do it because you just love your neighbor. And I'm going, no, I love my neighbor because I love me. I don't want him killing my dog. That's why, you know, it's all self-interest as far as I'm concerned. So we're overlapping on a lot of this. And
right,
we're going to be
sure.
Doing a lot of work, and that's why we're so supportive of somebody is out there being, you know, like, you know, peace. Let's give peace a chance. War is over if you want it.
And wars are wrong no matter who's president of the United States.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, and are we going to vote our way out of this?
No.
Well, maybe this time, just like in 2016, maybe against all evidence in history that if, you know, we all vote for a Democrat or a Republican, that things will be better. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to think. I'm going, Lucy, when did that work?
I'm just kidding. You know? It never has. I am going to run for governor of California, though, in 2014.
Oh! Announced. Yeah. Just cause.
Yeah.
What does it take for you to get on the ballot?
We have the top two primary now in California, so I have to come in second in an open primary. And I came in second against Pelosi, so I think it's very possible.
Well, I mean, how do you qualify to even be on the ballot?
We have to get thousands of signatures for the primary.
Wait, do you know how many? I mean, is it like a billion trillion or is it, you know, 3,000?
I don't know for sure, but it's a lot. Maybe like 26,000 or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe even more. We had to get 10,000 when I was running against Pelosi.
Oh, yeah, it'd be grins and giggles, though.
Yeah.
Grins and giggles.
Anything else
you want to make sure people know? We'll get this up tonight, tomorrow, and it'll be out by, you know, Monday and make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Our route is posted, and every stop is posted on our website, tourtopeace.org. So if anybody wants to come out and ride for a part of the way or the rest of the way with us, you know, we're having, and we think we're doing a lot of good, but we're also having a lot of fun, too. So we're camping along the way or staying in people's houses. We've met a lot of great people. And I think that the most important thing, even if we're not going to see our end goal when we're alive, is to register our opposition to what our government is doing. It means so much to the people in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq. And there he is. Yeah, I thought you weren't coming. I heard.
Oh, is it Charles? No, he didn't want to do radio.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
He's so, like, you know, all right, Charles, come say your name on there. Just say you did.
So anyway, no. It means a lot to the other people that they know we're opposed to what our government's doing. Hi, my love.
So great to see you.
You too.
Charles Goyette.
Yay, Charles.
Yeah, that was it, man. He's like, he goes, no, I'm on vacation. I'm taking the day off. Damn it. No. He was coming. He just didn't want to do the
radio. Okay.
So I wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity to express yourself and what's going on, and that you have a wide range of support from a lot of different philosophies that overlap on this. You know, can we, like, you know, not kill people? In my name.
Absolutely.
With my money.
You know, can you just please stop killing? Stop killing people here. Stop killing people abroad.
And quit cheering guys like McCain.
Yeah. I mean, what we're doing is killing each other for the 1%. Yeah. And that's got to stop.
Amen. Cindy Sheehan, tourdepeace.org.
Thank you.